Now for a Namdeb Diamond story.
My name's Angie Schools, and in our Namdeb episode 6, I am joined by Eduardo Di Vello. He is the mine oversteer at Namdeb. Welcome, Eduardo.
No, thanks. Welcome. Thanks, Angie, for having me.
So our focus this evening is preparing the bedrock to access diamond-bearing ore. What is bedrock cleaning, and why is it important in diamond mining?
Bedrock cleaning, it is actually important in diamond mining because it actually exposes and it extracts the diamond bearing material, and then that material is then transported then to the plant by another process called loading and hauling. But just to summarize, bedrock cleaning, there's actually two activities mainly. One of that is bulk excavation, and then the second activity is called transfer cleaning. Now, in terms of bulk excavation, we actually use mechanized machinery like hydraulic excavators and then dozers to remove most of the ore. And then what then happens is whatever material is then left behind, we then use industrial vacuum units, which is actually called transfer units. Those units are actually manned by two operators that are manning that. And then whatever material we then suck up is then collected in a bin, which we then take to the plant.
What techniques are used to ensure the bedrock is properly prepared?
In terms of the techniques, it's actually proper planning. Planning is quite important, especially in a process called like bedrock. So we have about 7 sites, and then each of these sites it takes about I think 3, some sites maybe a bit longer, but 3 to 6 months to deplete. But then when you move then to a new site, there's actually quite a number of infrastructures and stuff that you need to prepare for this thing to work effectively. One of the things in terms of the site preparation is we need an area where we can park our site facilities. That is then done by the stripping teams. Secondly, we normally erect power lines. So those power lines then help us and assist us now to connect our panels and transformers so that we can then connect the pumps, which then helps us to dewater the areas. And then other stuff like transfer pads that just create a platform where we can park our transfer bins and so forth. But I think the most important thing is it's just proper planning. And then that involves now all the other stakeholders that that we need to do some of the work for us to allow us to do effective bedrock cleaning.
What's the human story behind the attention to detail required in this phase?
And so I think in terms of attention to detail, you should be maybe be aware that diamonds are quite small. And then we actually require, actually a skill and patience is then definitely required just to make sure that we do not leave any gravel or any diamonds behind. And that's why we also have the geologists and then surveyors that also assist us to do a bit of quality control. So they normally pick up the bedrock on Fridays and then also on months, and to make sure that we have actually cleaned within the boundary that they have actually planned for us.
What goes into executing a bulk excavation operation?
So in terms of a bulk excavation, firstly, it's the surveyors together with geologists. So they peg out the boundary lines. So that is actually in the initial stage of the mine. So that just guides us as a boundary, as to say that where exactly is it that we're supposed to mine, so that we don't mine outside that boundary. And then secondly, we follow also a plan. We have a bulking plan. And then that plan then tells us where we need to focus on So we do that actually on a daily basis. So that plan guides us to say that which areas to be focused on to then create what we call bulk reserve for our Transwex units. And then I think also very important for us is the safety aspect. That is done every day, actually every shift, where we do risk assessments just to ensure that we identify all the hazards, and then we have proper controls in place to make sure that the teams work safely. And then also, I think quite important aspect is also the people. You want to make sure that you have the right people in the right machines that are trained and that is also permitted. So all these tools we use to ensure that we get the most out of it.
Then just the last question, how do you ensure you're excavating the right material efficiently?
When we start up a new mine, the surveyors together with the geologists, so they actually peg out boundary pegs for that particular mine. So we then just follow, we just work within those boundary pegs. And then with time, we also get guidance from the geologists just to make sure that we comply and then we are mining within those boundary pegs.
Eduardo, thank you so much. It was lovely talking to you.
Okay, no, thanks, Angie.
That was your weekly Namdeb Diamond Story.